It's time for Reason.
If you're going to run as a Republican, then you need to uphold Republican values. Less government, limited taxes, less regulation, understanding the duties of the government. These are things that are the platform of the Republican Party. They've been the platform of the Republican Party for a really long time, and now Republican legislators need to uphold that, respect it, and fight for it, rather than saying they will when they run for office, and then turning around and doing something different.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Then I'll get on my knees.
Talking about, welcome into the Voice of Reason, hour number three, the Voice of Reason, broadcasting live out of the heart of the nation, here in Wichita, Kansas, on the Big Talker, 1480 on the AM side, 102.5 on the FM side, KQAM, simulcasting on TV, KGPT-TV, channel 2610. It's great to have you along today on a pre-Independence Day Tuesday. As you know, we're not going to be here tomorrow. We're having a little fun today representing patriotism, Americanism, and to even, yes, even nationalism from the original sense of what nationalism actually is. No, it's not a scary thing. Yes, it is something that we should be proud of, that we think our nation is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. That's what we're going to continue to promote because we are, by the way, the most patriotic show in the entire country. 316-721-8255. 316-721-TALK. If you want to join in, you're more than welcome to do so. You can also check us out on Facebook Live, facebook.com/1480KQAM. I want to shift gears just for a minute here. And as we talk about patriotism and American values and traditionalism and capitalism and free market enterprise-ism and constitutionalism, what's the number one thing that we enjoy in the nation? Why do we have people still flooding our borders from all over the world, even trying to come here illegally? Why are they coming here? Because they see the benefits of what the nation has to offer. They still see the opportunity, the American dream, that you can become anything that you want to become, that you have the streets paved with gold, that we have the Statue of Liberty holding its torch up, saying that we welcome you because you can make a better life for you and your family. That's what it's all about here. And the individuals that understand that, that do not take advantage of that, the individuals that appreciate it, as long as they put in the work and they understand that it's up to them and them alone, they succeed and they do very well with that. The problem is, though, sometimes we don't have the tools to do so. And as the government continues to try and regulate us and try and keep us down and impose its will on us, then we have less and less and less of a capitalist free market system. But we need to preserve that. In small business, which, by the way, keeps us being able to do what we do on the radio, allows us to get your message out as a small business owner for individuals, for the listeners to go and buy your products. The circle of life sort of thing here. Small business represents 99% of the workforce and businesses in the United States. That's crazy to think about, that you yourself, you can, by having a taco trailer on the side of the street, by having a lawn mowing business, by starting a retail store, by doing whatever it is you do, you are the small business that drives this force that is America. And to talk about that and more on the show, I'm really excited to have her on. She is a podcaster. She is a speaker. She is an author of her latest book, The Making of a Well-Designed Business. We're really excited to have Luann Nigara on the show with us. Luann, how are you today?
Hi, Andy. Thank you. I'm great. What a fun introduction you do there.
Well, thank you. I'm excited today because today being, you know, before 4th of July, the most patriotic time of the year, I'm really excited to wave the flag and to cherish and to enjoy and to appreciate everything that we have to offer. And as we mentioned, I mean, small business is really the lifeline, is it's truly the lifeline of what America really is, because we have an opportunity to create small business any day of the week. Anybody has that opportunity to do so, which is really unlike any other country on the planet, isn't it?
Isn't that the most amazing gift of actually being an American and living here in this country? I agree with you 100%. If you have the willpower, the drive, the tools, you really can. You can wake up in the morning and chart your course. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Talk about small business as a whole first before we get into individuals that may be thinking about starting a business and what they can do or what the struggles are with businesses that may shut down. But talk about small business as a whole. 99%, almost nearly all business in the country is from small business or the startup of a small business. Has that gone down at all? Has it gone up at all over the trending of the last 10, 20, 30 years? Have we seen a rise or a decline in that with the economy? Where are we at with small business in the nation right now?
Well, I think actually the better question that I like to ask, if you don't mind, is in the sector of small business, how many of them are profitable, right?
Okay.
Because it's, you know, because the whole thing about it is the opportunity is there, but you need to run a small business consciously and with intention so that you're not just a hamster on the wheel. The whole point of being self-employed and having your own business is to create a lifestyle that you aspire to, create some income for your family, create freedom to enjoy your family, you know, to be able to give back to society, to be able to be a contributor. Like you said, it's the advertisers that keep the radio going, things like that. So it's not just enough to aspire to put a shingle out. You have to aspire to do it well and to equip yourself so that you can do it well and you can do it profitably. Because
sure,
as much as we say that the country is based on 99% of small businesses, you know, don't forget the other statistic of how many, what a huge percentage, go out of business in their first year or two. So that's my thing. I love to be able to help and inspire and teach small business owners how to stay in business, how to set up and be profitable.
Well, I love that because it's a very scary, large step when individuals decide, you know what, I'm going to go into business for myself. I'm going to do something on my own. I'm not going to work for somebody else. And I think that I have a product that some individuals may like. I have a service that some individuals may benefit from, that I may benefit from on the end. So you're right. I mean, when taking that first leap, that giant step of I'm going to go off and do this gamble or do this risk or whatever it is, how do we know that it's going to be profitable?
Well, you do have to do your homework, and there are literally steps. It's just like anything else. If you said to me, Luann, I want to run the New York Marathon in a year, what do I do? I would look at you, Andy, and say, hey, just start running tomorrow. See how it works out. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about small business. How many people start with their interest and their passion and then just go headlong into it? So you need to start with the steps. You need to identify who your market is. What is the service and product that you are going to offer? Who are you going to offer it to? Where are those people? How do you reach those people? Right? There's a lot of thought if you take the time to put the thought into it before you open your doors, you really can hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't skip that step, Andy, right? you can't just start running on Wednesday morning and think that in October you're going to run a marathon. You need a plan.
Sure.
And the plan starts with gathering your team of experts. It starts with gathering your mission. It's these critical foundation pieces that will help you be successful.
Sure. No, that's true. And I think this goes right along with that as well. But when you talk about your business, how important is it to have a mission statement? And I know that who you're trying to appeal to and what you're trying to do for them is part of that. But how important is it to have a written, solid mission statement that you stick to the entire time that you start that business?
It is 100% critical because, for example, my primary business is Window Works, and we are a specialty window covering treatment retailer and an awning retailer. And so, you know, we're in the interior design industry. We're part of that industry. And we could be distracted and say, oh, maybe we should put furniture in our showroom. Maybe we should put pillows and accessories in our showroom. But it's no. We sell window treatments and awnings. We provide shade at the window and shade light control privacy. This is our mission. And when we stick to it, it helps us not, you know, the saying, the shiny object syndrome and down the rabbit hole. It helps us stay focused. And the other thing about establishing a company mission and your core values is that it sets you apart in the marketplace. So for example, again, using my own primary business, Window Works as a custom window treatment retailer is a Hunter Douglas dealer. And anybody that has a home and has any familiarity with Hunter Douglas understands that there's probably four or five Hunter Douglas retailers in a 30-mile radius. What sets me apart? Why does a consumer come to Window Works? Well, it's because part of my mission and my core values at Window Works is that we are 100% committed to customer service and integrity. Mm-hmm. And so when we express this and we show it over and over and over in the community with client after client after client, we become known for that rather than becoming known for being a blind salesman.
Sure.
See, because blind salesmen are all in every corner, but we become known for our mission statement and our core values, which is that we will shade and protect and filter the light at the window, and we will do it with 100% customer satisfaction, and we will do it with integrity. There's no, and I sell Hunter Douglas blinds in there, right? You see the distinction?
Exactly. Well, and you'd have to find a way, like you mentioned, like that, to set yourself apart. I mean, for example,
right.
If I decided today that I wanted to start a restaurant, I mean, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of restaurants in the Wichita area. What's going to set me apart for people to say, I want to come, you know, to that restaurant? Is it the quality of food? Is it that service? Is it something unique that they haven't experienced like that before? And to go along with that, the team that you're working along with, is it the mom and pop thing? Is it? Are you hiring some more individuals along with that? And what's their mission and what's their vision of the business as well? Because they're going to be the front line that when a customer walks in, that they're going to meet and greet and talk to them. And that's going to really set the tone, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why as the leader, the owner of your business, you have to be very clear on what your mission and your core values are, because you need to express those to everybody that works in your company, because they have to express it to every person that they touch on behalf of your company. So you have to be sure that everybody is, you know, it's like you don't put a basketball team out there and one guy has a blue uniform on and one guy has a green and one guy has a red. Everybody has the same uniform. And so everybody that works for you has to be very clear what you have decided is the most important thing to express as your brand to your community, so that you are constantly reinforcing it. And so the community, when they think about, I really need window treatments, but what's most important to me is the customer service, is the follow-up and all of that. I don't want to walk in and walk out and not have somebody that I can speak to. So when somebody wants that in my area, they think of Window Works.
Sure. We're talking with Luann Nigara, author of the book, The Making of a Well-Designed Business, also online at luannnigara.com. You can check it out with all the podcasts and everything that she does. Talk about starting a business and, as you mentioned, trying to establish yourself, trying to get yourself into the community to where people look at you as a reputable source, as they trust you, as they like your product, as they like your service. Why trying to establish that in that process, which is very difficult sometimes, why you shouldn't sell yourself short and maybe lower the prices or negotiate your prices on your goods, then that could actually harm you more than it could help you.
Well, the one thing is that, of course, everybody by human nature wants the best deal that they can have. But unless your market, your target ideal niche in your market is the bargain level, then you don't want to go there. So if your ideal client, your ideal market is middle to high end and somebody is looking to negotiate or ask you for a discount, I always counsel the business people that I work with, instead of lowering your price, add more value. Express to your potential client all the things that you are bringing to the table. I do this, like for us again, it's easy to use examples, right? So I just said it to a potential client on the phone yesterday. She was comparing the price of a blind. And I said to her, take it one step further. I'm going to provide free measuring. I'm going to provide free installation. I have a 3-year warranty rather than a 1. So as a business owner, think about the things that you do that add value to that potential client. So when they say, can I have it for $50, $100, $1,000 less, figure out how you can express to them all the other things that you bring to the table so that the negotiation is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not part of the conversation. And if you ultimately are dealing with somebody who absolutely must have a lower price in order to afford your services, then they have to get less for that price. So, you could have it for $1,000, but that means we take this away. If you're a house painter, I can't do the living room then. If you don't want to spend $2,000, let's take the living room off. So You don't give yourself away, right? When you understand who you are, what your value is, stand in it, own it, and it will be respected.
Sure. We got a few minutes left with Lou in here. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, and I may be a little biased on this one, but how important is it to market your business? And coming from the radio industry, obviously we work in the marketing side to where businesses try to market and promote their business. But how important it really truly is that, whether it is radio or TV or newspaper, just a billboard or just a sign out in your yard, but to market, to let people know that you're there, to try to expand and get people to raise an eyebrow and say, what's this business all about?
Right. Lifeblood. You need the clients in the pipeline. There's no question. So, you know, what's crazy about business now is 15, 20 years ago, we had to do the way you just described. We had to go to radio and to newspapers and so forth. But now with social media, you can build a brand on Instagram or Facebook, and then you can complement it if you have the budget in radio and newspaper and so forth. But the point is that even somebody grassroots, shoestring, starting, as long as you get the other things down, as long as you really have identified what the product and services that you offer, who is the ideal person for that product and service, you can then really, on a grassroots level, with very little money, create brand identity through social media and attract people to you. And the number one way to market your business is by doing what you do the very best you can, so that when you touch one client and they work with you, that they tell three other clients about you. Referrals is your number one way to expand your business.
Mm-hmm. Luann Nygaard, the book is The Making of a Well-Designed Business. Website, luannnygaard.com. Luann, we appreciate it very much to you. It's great information. Hopefully people can get some intel on that. But thank you so much for joining us. Happy Independence Day. We'd love to get you back on the show later on.
Thank you, Andy. You have a great day. I had a great time with you.
Appreciate it very much. We'll get you back on the show here very soon. Let's do Luann Nygaard. LuannNygaard.com is the website. Let's take a break. We got open lines, so you got some calls on the line. Stay there. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. This is The Voice Reason today on a Tuesday.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier on the Big Talker KQAM.